Hassan glanced at the names. He had come from outside, Catlin saw. His cheeks were red from the cold, his hair shaggy and windblown. "Good men," he said. "We'll talk about them tomorrow." He handed back the list of names.
"Very good, my lord."
The paper vanished into his sleeve. "Leave us now," Rob said. Maester Lewin bowed and departed. Rob closed the door behind him and turned to her. He was wearing a sword, she saw. "Mother, what are you doing?" Catlin had always thought Rob looked like her, like Bran and Rickon and Sansa. He had the Tully colouring, the auburn hair, the blue eyes. Yet now for the first time she saw something of Eddard Stark in his face, something as stern and hard as the North. "What am I doing?" she echoed, puzzled. "How can you ask that? What do you imagine I'm doing? Taking care of your brother and taking care of Bran. Is that what you call it? You haven't left this room since Bran was hurt. You didn't even come to the gate when Father and the girls went south. I said my farewells to them here, and watched them ride out from that window." She had begged Ned not to go. Not now, not after what had happened. Everything had changed now. Couldn't he see that? It was no use. He had no choice, he had told her. And then he left, choosing. "I can't leave him even for a moment, not when any moment could be his last.